Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Thirsty Hour.
That's cute.
I'm your host, Debs Michael, and before we start, as always, grab your juice, grab your water, grab your protein shake, grab a glass of wine, because in this episode, we're going to get really, really thirsty. Let's get excited. Today we're gonna be talking about something juicy, something with that the extra oomph. We're gonna be talking about our types in men, and you're like, what types in men? Our who's the other guest here? Well, I'd like to gladly introduce y'all to my sister assistant, mother child, sister-in-law, also my husband, Evelyn Jackson. Okay, yeah. Sorry. This is my sister, Rebecca.
That's the first time you used my full name.
Ah, gosh, she's on camera.
Yeah, for the first time.
I forced her.
Well, you do that. You gotta stop with your pimpy ways, eh?
I don't know if you can tell by the amount of enthusiasm I had in that intro. I'm literally so excited for this episode. Because not only am I talking my favorite topic, men. I'm talking about with my sister. Like, ugh, that's really eating down real bad. Today's episode, we are going to get into our guilty pleasures when it comes to our types. Things we would rather keep to ourselves.
Keep it in your pants, Santiago.
Oh, that's exactly where it's going.
We're also
going
to get into a little bit of rizzing, a little bit of a boyfriend ASMR. We're going to get into everything.
Okay.
Specifically, our types, why our types are our types, and maybe how they're evolving.
Okay.
How they've gotten better, how they've gotten worse.
I can get down with that.
Oh, she can get down with it, y'all. And it's gonna make this episode so exciting is because Bex and I have very opposite types.
Yeah. So you see, my brain is grown. I'm 25, so everything's developed up here. So my taste is, you know, a little bit more evolved. Some little wee devs.
Okay, at the end of this video, y'all can comment who has the better type or which type y'all can gravitate towards.
I know mine.
Get ahead of time. You can just say me. Like, we don't have to wait till the end of the episode. You know mine is better.
I see sightings of Delulu.
I don't know what Evelyn's talking about, y'all. But before we get into our types, what we like, what we don't like, what gets us going, I thought it'd be fun to read some of yours, guys. It's not an episode if I'm not asking for y'all's input, because y'all bring the sauce, y'all bring the juice. So
got me interested,
right?
Let me see.
And y'all love to traumatize me, so let's see how y'all gonna do that today. I put on my story, I was like, tell me about your type, but not just your typical type. I wanted to know your like guilty pleasure type. What is something that you don't usually go for?
Okay.
But because sometimes people have that, maybe it's that extra characteristic. Maybe it's a profession. Maybe it's
a little something.
A little something.
That got you like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You're not exactly proud of it. But at the same time, when you see it, you do a little. Daddy the grandmaster.
Daddy, I want it faster. A little shimmy.
I honestly did not know how to word it.
Come here.
Literally, because I'll be having those too. But before I get into
I'm curious about yours. Okay, let's do this one.
Yours.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Go first.
Go. You're reading all of them. I can't read.
Yeah, okay. You don't got your glasses on.
My glasses. I can't see without my glasses.
Let's do this first one. So I love guys who are losers and are like shy and awkward. Something about it is so. And then in brackets, it says, even better if they're medium ugly.
I heard about the medium ugly.
Mm-hmm.
We have a friend. She loves her medium ugly guys. She showed me a picture and I have to be like, oh. But I understand medium. Everything else, losers.
You don't get that?
Shy. Is it like, what about it?
I can sympathize. I find that in most situations, I'm more of like the outgoing one. I tend to love like a little introvert. Oh,
okay, okay. Now I see it. Now I see it in my head. I think I got stuck on the losers. I was like,
the loser part. Okay. Even that, I'm like, it's kind of hard.
We got a their little come up story.
I'm not gonna judge your journey.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And they just be on their, like, they do their own thing. Like, I don't like when people are doing too much. That's my job.
You're like, I'm the star of the show.
You know, I don't know. Okay, next one.
Okay.
IDK, but I like white boys, mainly the ones with buzz cuts or just straight ass hair. I don't know why I find them so attractive, but OMG, they make me weak on God.
They like the little Eminem.
I was gonna say, it's giving Eminem. It's giving
his palms are sweaty.
Mom spaghetti. Like, spaghetti. Okay, Eminem. Look.
If you had mom spaghetti. The buzz cut, I'm thinking like a bad boy looking thing. I know there's a movie that this person saw and was like, ooh, from now on, times have changed. I am changed. The straight hair was just like,
straight, like a Edna Bob,
like Lord Farquaad.
You love a Farquaad moment. I had an era in high school where I loved buzz cut. I think I just associated buzz cut with bad boy. So okay. Anytime I saw some of the buzz cut, I'm like, oh girl, I need you over here. But most times, it's like a little phase, and then you kind of get over it.
Honestly, I never stepped into that room with the buzz cut. No, it just looks like you should make up your mind to be bald or just
stop. You know they're not gonna go bald.
You could if you want to.
No, but buzz cuts can be kind of like, oh, like, why did you take your hair away? Like, no, it's so like,
all y'all have read too many books for your YN.
It's the book. Y'all have it's done the it. Books. Because I'm like, you have to be a little crazy to do that. So I'm like, okay, oh,
sure,
you're a little insane. Okay. Let's see. My type, I would say, is when they're genuinely so toxic and I have to fight for their attention.
No. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Some guys, they just like problems, not peace. And some girls are about it.
That's true.
I get that. I have so many friends like this. I'm not. I like peace. I don't like problems. So I get this.
Yeah. I mean, fight.
You know, why don't you text me?
I don't know about the fighting for their attention. I think I get too like, I wouldn't say I'm.
You would end up biting them.
I'm a piranha.
Yeah, so I'd probably. Like, the chase is fun for a little bit, you know, like getting their attention, trying to like get a little eye contact in there. But girl, you got maybe about 24 to 48 hours. And if I'm still chasing and fighting for attention after that, it's a no for me. So I don't know if that would be my guilty pleasure.
I guess there's always something to do when they're so toxic, you know, like a text. You have to overanalyze the text.
That is stressful. Y'all want to be stressed out so bad. Just have 10 kids. If y'all want to be that stressed instead of dealing with a toxic man.
I guess they're bored. They want something to do. Like,
y'all bored. Man, okay.
It's like, I'm off. I gotta go.
This next one is women with huge foreheads. Why did she look at me? Wait, stop. Don't put that in there.
Beat me up.
I don't beat her.
Wait, stop.
She went like this, y'all. She said big forehead. She goes, why did she do that?
I was observing your forehead. It's cute.
Okay. Girl, that's shady.
It wasn't.
So that anyway, is so shady.
So this person said woman with you. What's your take on that?
You're so annoying. That is so shady.
Sorry, Boom Boom. Uh-uh. That's okay. Rock it. Rihanna does it. You can do it too.
Is big and shiny.
Try to hide it. That's okay.
Honestly.
Somebody likes you.
Yeah.
Somebody likes
There's
you.
There's that J. Cole lyric, and it's like, oh, go ahead. Ain't nothing better than a big forehead.
I guess there's, I don't know.
Nah, go ahead. Ain't nothing better than a pretty big forehead.
That's like the lyric for the big forehead community. Y'all know the J. Cole lyric. Do we know it? It's a J. Cole song. And he's just like, ain't nothing better than a big forehead. Oh, please.
It's false. It never happened. It's a fake. It's fiction. It's an urban legend that never happened.
I believe you. That's all I got. Listen, I haven't heard it.
That's a big forehead girl anthem. If you know it, you know it.
I guess there's more mass to kiss. I'm seeing where this could work.
Okay.
This is cute.
This next one is,
aww,
I love a good ginger.
Okay.
Like, everyone be hating on them, but they're so unique, and they always have the cutest face, and I just want to smoop.
Right. Die.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh, yeah. I get it. Gingers be fine.
Oh, bro. All mm-hmm. of them. They cute.
Learn from high school, that ginger.
Oh, him for you?
Mm-hmm. Y'all, this one, I don't know what it is. Gingers give me like, okay, I know they're like Irish and white, but they're giving me like POC. Like, I just know in their past life, gingers were like, they're a little blacky.
Let me add a little bit of spice.
Like, I don't know, okay. Maybe not black, but like, gingers are so
all about
like,
them. I get it. Mm, I get it.
I love that breed.
I just feel like when you said, I love a good ginger.
I love a good ginger.
I get this. Gingers are vibes.
They're so fun. Mm-hmm. When you find a good one, oh, they be good. I don't know what
someone
it is.
Got them little freckles going
yes.
on.
So, and it's so like, cute. Why is your hair orange? Get over here. Like, I'm actually so sick of you. Just hop in
Auburn
my pants.
Head. I get yeah. it. I like it.
Have you ever had a crush on a ginger?
I think I've ever. No, I never interacted with
them. It gonna change your life.
I seen them and I'm like, I seen you and I like you.
You know, there's a festival in, I don't know if it's in Ireland, but it's like a ginger festival where they like, all the gingers come and hang out.
What day?
I don't know what day it is. Sign me up.
I'm going shopping.
Our next confession is mullet mustache combo, like OMG. I can't explain it, but if you have a mullet and a mustache, you're coming with me no matter what you look like. Now that last sentence, not too much. No matter what they look like, they're going to pop up looking like.
I mean, it makes sense. Everyone's like, you're coming with me now.
Mullet and mustache. I'm trying to think of some. All I can think of is hockey players.
I'm thinking like the 80s. With the mullet mustache, oh. like the cut off shirts, and like the muscles.
Oh, I got
the
whole. You're thinking like, of body.
Down. I got the whole. I'm not saying this is my type. I just know what they're
mullet
looking
mustache
for.
Mustache combo.
There has yeah. to be somebody on TikTok or Instagram that looks like that.
All I'm thinking of is Curtis Connor. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Got a mullet and a mustache, but the rest, I don't know.
It's a look.
If it's your thing, on the right face, I'm sure I could
it
be
could.
Down.
Yeah.
Want to read this one?
Okay. Short ass white guys, I swear to God. They be freaking mwah. I'm black and I'm tall.
Oh.
But something about them or him, trust me, I have a good reason for mine. He's only.
He's the only one that likes me back.
Oh, girl.
Short white boys. I see.
Short white boys.
I see it. Short kings. Usually short guys are a lot, like, they have a lot more personality. So, me personally, if somebody has a good enough personality, I'll go for it, but.
I love the justification. I'm black and I'm tall.
I know. I was going to say, the fact that you're
got you.
Black and tall.
4K.
Yeah.
It's okay. She has her reasoning. It's all good.
Yeah. This last one's going to be interesting. Dominant guys. Like, not the toxic ones, but the ones who are like, sit the fuck down. Or lets me argue with them, and if I were to walk away, they would pull me back in.
I know they read some books like this, because I've been there.
Oh, you're there right now.
I'm not there right now. I've evolved, but I remember when I was 14, 15, this is me. I was like, God, my luck is so crazy.
He's right now.
I in love this trope, bro. Sit back down. I am sad.
You're sad.
I'm sad.
Sit back down. I'm sad.
I'm done with the conversation now.
I get it.
I do get it.
But this, honestly, I promise you. Actually, I don't know how old this person is, but this might likely evolve to being like, I like a dominant guy, but, you know, I don't have to.
Yeah.
Like this. I get it. I get it.
This just sounds like you read a lot of
books.
I just
like being told what to do, you know? Sit down. Okay.
No. Don't tell me what to do.
You don't own me.
You would.
I hate that. Maybe that's why I like this so.
Dummy.
Stop. You're so annoying.
Dummy.
Stop.
You are.
I've read the books. I've read the Wattpads, and I've listened to that whole.
Actually, no. It said not the toxic one. They just do this.
Sit down. Like, ew. Shut up. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's overplayed, but like.
I'm willing to sit down. I don't care.
I guess I will admit the last part where it's like, if I were to walk away, they pull you back in. Like,
they want to work it out.
Yeah, I do like that. Maybe that's like the part I can get with. But girl, tell me to sit down. Who are you? I'll tell you to sit down.
Sit the f*** down. You don't think it's funny to...
Thank you very much. Well, those were delightful.
It was fun.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. I can't say I agree with all of them, but I will say, you know, some of them, some of them I can get behind. Just a little, that redhead one.
For the most part, I understand where they're coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
The forehead one, too.
Stop looking at my forehead. Since we just read some of your guys's. Miss Becky, care to share?
Oh, it's time for me. It's my turn.
It's time for you.
Is it like welcome to the guilty pleasure?
I mean, I want to hear your guilty pleasure, if I'm gonna be honest. Like, I feel like yours is gonna be absolutely rancid. So I just wanna know.
It's not even a guilty pleasure though. It's not.
What is it?
It's more of like survival purposes. I know it sounds weird. Okay. When I was younger, grade four to eight, I was a thicker girl, and I like skinny guys, and that's fine. That's cool. But then I got older, and I thought, what if a burglar came into the house? One, here comes the two to the three to the four. And looked at the both of us. The burglar would come for me first, because they'd be like, I'm going to exert more energy to fight her, and then him afterwards. So I thought, I'm going to get with a bigger guy. So they're gonna fight him first, and I'm
what? You're thinking about this at 10?
Yes, I was just also. It was just like I was like I'm much like I'm bigger. I just want a bigger guy. I want piggybacks.
Okay,
I want to be held up.
Okay, I've heard. I've heard.
If we're in a survival moment, I'm just saying. If a burglar came to us, they fight me first. I'm like, as you should, because I will throw one down.
So you want a big boy?
I want a big boy.
So is that your guilty pleasure? That's your type.
It is what it is.
It still is, right?
Yeah. I feel like at this point now that I'm older, for the most part, I go for like vibes. Like if we're compatible. Because I remember having types. Like,
yeah.
I low key like the hockey boys.
It's all about the flow. And the snow.
Oh, Lord. Heavenly Father, save her. I just love the hockey boys.
I did. Until I went into their change room, I'm like, something stinks in here. Yeah. And I was like, I gotta go. Like, after all, like, something, my nose, my nostril cleared it up. And I just didn't like them like that anymore.
Thank God.
But, like, frat boys, too.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
University I went through, I was like, okay, y'all are cute.
I guess
I can see why each type works and why it's attractive. So I feel like at this point now, I'm like, I just like, I like vibes. Like, if they're cute,
they're cute. People who, you know, say they go for vibes. That's what happens
when the frontal lobe just develops. You know?
You're, ever since she turned 25, y'all, she's like, my frontal lobe has developed. I'm better than you. Girl, she's yapping. Bro is just yapping.
Whatever. All what's yours?
I'm saying, or, well, mine. Thank you for asking. My type. Ugh, it's changed so much.
It does change.
It's evolved. My frontal lobe is evolving so much. I would say when I was younger, listen, I didn't do the whole burglar forced entry.
I had to think about these things.
Man. I don't know why you're thinking about survival at the age.
I don't know.
Of-
I think it was like the dystopian books.
Girl, get up off that Hunger Games.
I'm sorry, I was like, I need a PETA.
Oh!
PETA's a big boy.
PETA was a submissive boy, though. I thought you wanted a dominant one, like a big...
Not big, like muscular.
So you want big submissive guys?
No, I just want muscular. It doesn't even matter. Like, the submissive, that's like details. That's later down.
Let's get
road.
Into the details, then. You're saying the such general surface level things. Like,
I'm nervous. I want to see how far you can get.
Girl, get as far as you need to. I'll go first if that's what's going to help you.
Okay.
On the topic of PETA Malak, I've actually been like really into Hunger Games and dystopian recently. Oh, so
it was a good era.
It needs to come back.
Oh man, I mean, they kind of went overboard at first, but like, I love it.
But it's good.
It's good. I miss it.
I like the, like, I think I kind of mentioned this earlier, like, I think because my personality is so overbearing and a little irritating at times, like, I can just like talk a lot, and I feel like I would want somebody kind of the opposite of me. I don't like the whole like opposites attract, because like sometimes it's like, no, sometimes when you're on that same wavelength, that's what is more compatible. But for me personally, I think I tend to gravitate more towards the quieter,
that makes
more
sense.
Shy.
You, when you were young, you were a chaser.
Yeah. I think my first crush was like the quietest kid in class, which
it was.
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty good.
And it's still kind of is, mm-hmm. I would say. Like, I feel like when I'm in a room and there's like, or even if you're at a party or like you're in a group of guys and everybody's just doing their own thing. I'm like scanning. I'm like, who is shutting their mouth the most? You? I don't know what it is, though. I don't know if it's the whole opposite attract, or I just kind of assume that they're more like.
I think it's the opposites attract, but also for you, I feel like you want to like investigate and like know what they're about, the mysterious bit of them. Like, ew, what are you doing? What's mysterious. Up? Like, you like to dig. You like
I
to
do
dig.
Like to dig.
And if a guy's already out there showing personality, you're like,
yeah,
you're bored.
I feel like I get bored easy. Yeah. And I also think that like when it comes to, since we're on the topic of like dominant, submissive, I would probably go more for like the latter.
Submissive? Oh, I know.
No,
girl,
like,
I know.
Like, I don't understand why people want like an alpha, get over here, babe, sit on the couch. Like,
okay.
No.
No, but like there's stipulations, okay?
What?
Okay. So for me, you know, I work, I do so much. Like, I'm already doing so much in the day. My mind's always going. To have a guy just be like, come here. Oh!
You just want to shut off your brain.
Ugh.
Yes, I've heard that.
But then I have to be like tied up a little bit.
Whoa. Okay.
I'm down. But that doesn't mean I can't switch. I can be like, sit down.
Don't do that again. Please, no.
Also, I think it does come with her personality. Because if someone were to be like, I remember that guy when I was like parking weird, and someone was like, who taught you how to drive? And I was like, okay. You literally like turn on your window, like, excuse me? And you like were like defending me. Like, I feel like it comes with your personality too. Like, you're a defender.
I remember that. Like, I was trying to cuss you. Yeah, we were literally trying to reverse park, and this guy drove by like, where did you learn how to drive? And Bex is like, a good one. I turn up and I'm like,
don't ever talk to her like that again.
I'm not gonna say what I said, but like, don't talk to my sister like that. Like,
yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
I hate like people who just try to come and tell you what to do. Like,
no. See, that can translate to like intimacy too. For me, I could work on defending myself a little more, but to have a guy just be like, over there, I'd be like, let's go.
No. You want to be thrown around.
I can't wait.
So do you think you want the opposite of your personality then?
Yes. But then also, it's like, what is the opposite of my personality though?
I don't know. Because, I mean, I would say you're more like, you're extroverted in a way.
I am. Because like, I remember in high school too, I used to have like the biggest crush on like musical guys who were like, oh my, like best friend. I was like, we can be best friends to lovers until I found out it was never going to be me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Cause I'll be down to have someone like my personality, cause like it's just vibes.
Like, I feel like the types of guys that you've liked in the past have not been like you whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like maybe in high school, like you fell for the musical, the theater kid.
Gotta love me a theater kid.
But this because so you were a theater kid, but like your most recent one, he was like tall, dominant in a way.
What can I say? As long as like I'm just not trying to be like, you know, thrown for any surprises, because like first of all, if you're dominant, it's fine. My thing is, I don't do physical touch like that, so if they're out here dominant and like grab my
ew
for drives, I'd be like, please don't do this. Or they're actually like just like very handsy. I'd ask for like permission first, but like, yeah, just no surprises like that. But otherwise, I'm fine.
Do you think your type is gonna evolve in the future anytime soon?
I can go for like an emo guy. We'll see.
An emo boy.
Cut my life into pieces.
This is my last resort.
Suffocation. I can do it. If he's a little dommy there, I can do it, man.
All I want is an emo girl. I fell in love with an emo girl.
I'm Mr. Brightside.
I couldn't.
You can do an emo
kid? I don't know. I feel like my type is going to stay the same. I can't see it changing.
What did you even mention what your type is?
I did.
Is it like an aesthetic, physically
taller than me.
Okay.
You know, ethnicity-wise, I really don't care. Like, I feel like I that's such a top. Like, everybody's always like, what's your type? Like, do you like white boys or da 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 da?
But I don't care.
I really don't care. Half the time, it's like whoever likes me is like.
Yeah. As long as like there's no actual, like, as long as I'm not teaching them too much.
Yeah.
Like, if I decide to wear a wig one day and you're like, is that your hair? I'd be like.
Yeah, I'm
it's
not.
Not. Like, it's not.
I really don't want to teach you.
I'm not. Like. Otherwise, yeah, I don't think it matters. Yeah. It's fine.
So we've talked about our types in men and mm-hmm. what we like and what we don't like. But on the other side of it, what do you do when when you're not someone's type?
Ah, the good old question.
Yeah. Has that happened to you before?
Oh, yeah. Come on now. It's the way it is. It is what it is. Like, the only thing to do is just keep, like, move on. Like, keep it pushing. Keep it going.
Really?
Yeah. I guess it's, like, how you find out. Because, like, it's how you find out with your situation when you're on Instagram. You're like, oh, I'm not this person's type.
Oh, that's true.
And, like, you guys were, like, mid-conversation. You're like, what do I do? Like, yeah. Do I just break it off?
Yeah.
Or you find out, like, from the initial conversation, you're like, you're not my type. You're like, true.
Yeah.
Okay, move on.
I feel like it would hurt a lot more. Like, I would rather someone just tell me that I'm not their type rather than me going through their entire following list because I'm a little.
Because you would.
I'm a little.
A little cuckoo.
That's just a.
You're just investigating. I'm just a girl. You're doing some recon. Is that the word?
Yeah. I'd rather just have them tell me flat out. When you figure out that you're not their type by doing your own investigation, it's kind of like, what am I supposed to do now?
I haven't experienced that. So, like, I feel like
have your you had best somebody bet. Tell you?
The, yeah.
To your face?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I have. Kidding. Yeah, no, I actually have. But I think, honestly, like, looking back, I wish I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'm not going to be everyone's type. Like,
yeah.
It's good to, like, yo, in this world, you don't have to be the it girl for everybody. Just like yourself. And it's important not to change yourself into that person's type.
Yeah.
You know, like, what if you notice that, you know, you go on Instagram, you're like, oh, this guy, it doesn't look like he likes my type, so let me change it. Let me be an anime girl and, like, look at every anime show and be like, did you see Bakugan?
Trying to turn into somebody else's type is...
No, don't. And it's hard because, like, you really like the guy and, like, you're like, if I do this, like, you're going to your own fantasies and be like, if I change myself, they'll like me. And they probably don't at the end of the day.
That's true.
Dang. But, yeah, I think, obviously, when you find out you're not someone's type and you get that initial rejection, it's never fun. So, like, deal with that. Don't suppress it. Do not suppress it. But, like, you know, eventually just figure out what you like about yourself. Like, who are you, you know?
I like what you say. You're not going to be everybody's type. That's something I've learned.
Average girl in the world, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Life is good when you average.
That's true.
It's beautiful. Less stress.
Sometimes I like when I'm not somebody's type.
Or to prove them wrong or something? Yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
Sorry.
You're such a Disney original film.
It's so fun.
You're not my type. I'll show you.
No, because sometimes...
Where's your musical number? I'm not the one.
No,
but I'll be the one.
I'm just saying.
You're so off.
Sometimes people
I'm like, I'm going to go take a nap. You're out here like, I'll show you.
I'll show... No, literally, I will show you.
You have your musical number.
Like...
He rejected me. But I'll show you.
No, come on. It's fun. Like, you figure out... Or sometimes you don't even have to do your investigation. Sometimes you just... can tell by somebody's track record that you're not their typical type. But then,
when you get trapped
in my mind, I'm like,
ooh, she's sweet, but she's psycho.
No, and I feel like with some people from my past,
oh, they need to learn a lesson.
So, I'm just saying.
I get it. I think honestly, if you have your own, like, personal, I didn't even say glow up, but, like, if you become confident in your own self and, like, they can, like, they're gonna see that, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe later on you realize I don't even like them. They ain't even my type. I don't know.
That's true.
But I get it. There definitely was a time where I was just like, I'll show you. You don't like me? Give me a week.
Yeah.
And then you get bored.
But the older I get, the less energy I have to prove you wrong.
No,
yeah.
It's too much work.
Ah, girl, I'm me mom's in her 80s. And if you don't like me, I'm moving on to your brother or something. I'm moving on to your friend.
Of course.
Like in high school, I would be like, ooh, like, I want to chase you for a few months. If you don't like me now, girl, you're not gonna like me tomorrow. Let me move on to your dad or something.
Honestly, or you can be friends because sometimes people don't realize that they are into you until it's, well, not too late, but like later down the road.
Fair.
Yeah, but who knows?
I get it. Why don't we go through some classic types in men and see, we should do like a little swipe or no swipe or like a into it, not into it moment. So
okay.
We have the very classic. When I think of my type in men, this is like the standard I think of, or the first one, which is, of course, the bad boy type.
Yes, the classic type. If I saw this on Hinge and I saw like he's given the bad boy persona, would I swipe? You know, for stress reasons, I'd be like,
ooh.
No. Honestly, no, I'd be tempted.
I think
I'd swipe for fun just to see where it goes, you know?
Bad Boys are fun.
Sometimes like a little chaos.
Yeah.
It's fun.
A little crazy. A little
crazy. Like sometimes you want problems that day, not peace.
You know?
Yeah.
I think I like Bad Boys in books, like on paper.
I was going to say, like, this is always like, maybe I can change him. Yeah, honestly, Bad Boys just looks like stress. And the whole, he'll change. He's so mean to you. At the end, you have gray hairs. You're out here like crawling on the ground to get his attention. You're like, you know what? You helped me. You saved my cat. And that, no. I'm going to be nice to you now.
Girl, the Bad Boys are stressful. Like, I want to be grayed out.
Stress in the brat. No, I'm not doing that. But I get it. Honestly, I would be lying if I say I wouldn't swipe. So here we are.
Fair.
Let's swipe.
I guess. The next typical boy type is the emo musician.
That's what we would.
I would.
I love the contrast. I love it.
Y'all.
I am just in the car and all of a sudden I hear some next type of on holiday. I love it.
I'm
here for it. Yeah. I'm like, yo, I made a dream and
destiny. Yeah, I don't know. A part of me had that little air when I was younger. And I'm like, imagine being like a musician's girlfriend, like backstage and like going on tour with them. I'm like, wait, I could be a little girl, I can be a little boo thing. It'd be fun.
Actually, the musician bit.
The musician bit is hot. It's so hot.
It's hot, I guess.
Like, they just play instruments. Like, that is so
you fun. You play instruments?
No, it's
you're
fun.
You're so cruel.
Literally, like, what do you mean you playing instruments? I had a whole like guitar phase. Like, I wanted a boy that played guitar.
That's never like been a draw to me. I haven't been like, oh my gosh, you play the drums? Come here.
Really?
No. Ooh, no.
No. I'm just saying, like, when I hear that guy say piano, ugh, I just love when they're like musically inclined. Instrument.
I get it.
You want a singer. You want someone that can hit like a high C7 note.
Yep. Girl. That's true. I want to hear that, like, out here, meet that Les Mis, like.
Oh, you're such a theater kid. Help
I'll hear them songs.
Okay. The next type is the jock, which I'm sure we have encountered in our lives.
We have. Yeah, I'll swipe.
Me personally, you're swiping on that?
Bitch, what the fuck?
What?
I'm sorry. They're usually a little big, a little muscular.
Ugh! Y'all, this big argument. You just love something big.
You have to know the details. Girl. You're thinking about the bigger picture.
Oh.
You're not thinking about the bigger picture. As long as they have
the
nice pictures.
The picture is big.
I'm sorry. As long as their pictures aren't creepy. Because I know, I'm picturing the Hinge thing. As long as their pictures aren't some freaky deek. Like some guys when they take pictures on Hinge, it's scary. Like them weird pics
you
gotta go.
Like
but.
That?
If they jocks and like they at the gym and they
you're just thinking about the body, Vex. You're thinking about a big man. Like, stop thinking big.
Why not? Go big or go home.
Oh, don't say that, please. Me personally, wait, so you're like, yes, I can get into that. That can be my type.
Yeah.
Yuck. Hate that.
Yuck.
Me personally, it's a no.
Why?
The jock. No.
Thank you.
Maybe I just have like the perception of the like the movie jock, though, like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. Like, it's they're too loud, you're talking too much. Like, I honestly can't do it now, in my opinion. And like, yes, they're big, but I can care less for like the bigness of them.
I'm
like,
some people. I'm here for it.
I guess.
It's all okay as long as the jock, because like, again, if you're thinking about the movies and the jock trope, they usually talk like they're in the third grade.
They're usually so like shallow and
a little
and
shallow.
No,
that part
here.
That would hurt my brain a little bit. Yeah. Just a little. But still.
But the bigness. I get that.
Come on. Anyways.
I want like
the next one.
Okay, fair. The next one is the artsy comedian.
I want to laugh. Give me a good laugh. Give
okay.
me a show.
Fair. Yeah.
I feel so bad. They'd be washing dishes. I'd be like, top them. Give me a show. I want to laugh tonight.
I kind of want to be the funnier one in a relationship. Like,
that's fair. Oh, that's true.
I don't want them to be funnier than
oh,
me.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Jealous. I like being funny. I think I might have to say goodbye then.
I'm saying bye to that one.
Sorry.
Okay. Next one
like,
is.
Like, I want to laugh. Like, imagine not laughing at all. Like, imagine he doesn't laugh at your jokes.
Like, obviously funny, but.
I have to
comedian?
Be funnier. Yeah, it's true. Okay.
I want to be funnier than you. Like, yeah. Hello. The next one is, oh, this one's interesting. The simping gentleman. So he's lots of praising.
Okay. Okay.
Me personally.
How much, though?
I mean, maybe too much. Is there too much? Is that a thing?
I know, like, for me, I know, like, my, like, love language is, like, words of affirmation. So someone says I'm pretty, I'm like, really? Like, I turn to a whole other person. Like, my voice, octaves, they go high.
That's true.
I'm like, stop it. Tell me more. So, like, it's possible I might be into that. But if it's too much, no, For me, there can never be too much.
It can never be too much praise.
Never too much. Never too much.
Praise kink.
Is it a praise kink?
No, I'm just calling.
Sure. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense with your love language. If you want somebody that's always like telling you that you look so pretty, blah, 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 blah. You can't really get annoyed like of compliments.
You could. I know you could.
I probably
could. I know you get annoyed after a while.
Yeah.
It's like you're so pretty before they go to, you go to bed. You're so gorgeous. I know.
Yeah.
You just, literally snap
it's
at
too
them.
Much sometimes. Like now you're putting on a show. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to sound so picky, but like me personally, the over complimenting, the over simping, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's enough.
So I would say swipe, but you would.
No. But I do love compliments. You know, words of affirmation is up there. It's not the top, but.
That's fair.
I get it.
It's okay.
It's okay. The next one is the provider, AKA Zaddy.
Does that mean he's older?
Oh, I guess, yeah, older in a way. When I think of provider, I think of somebody like taking care of me. He's older.
Okay.
He's looking after me almost.
Who's mad at that? In this economy?
Literally.
Why wouldn't I want that?
Have you seen the gas prices? Oh, I need a provider. Somebody fill up this tank. No, literally.
Buy me them groceries.
Buy me groceries. Inflation is inflating.
I'll do the cooking. Yes, I'll do the cleaning.
Yes, I do the cooking. Yes, I do the cleaning.
No, actually, maybe I need a provider. Somebody please provide for me. I have no money.
How much?
Please provide for me. I need someone to pay my mortgage. Samosa. Put some more in my cup. No, I have to get a cup. Sorry. Please help an old English boy.
I love you, sir. Come here, Zaddy. Please, Zaddy.
Smell some change, sir. I can get with him.
I'd do it. But honestly, I like.
Samosa.
The idea of a Zaddy is good. I'm crying. That's funny. How old, though?
Oh, sorry, I could
if you
do
came
old,
up in this house.
I could do so old. Like all this I do is 40, obviously.
40 years old?
40 is not even that
Girl,
old.
Girl, how old are you? No, say it. Say it with your chest. Say how old you are.
I'm 21.
You're 21. Say it again. Louder. In the mic.
I'm 21.
You are a 40-year-old?
I said that's the oldest I would do. Like, I said, like, I would stop there.
Not near me.
Like,
not while I'm your sister.
40's not that bad.
Not while I'm your sister. I will tell him to walk out. He can be your child.
But he's providing.
I don't care. I'll buy you your croissants, okay? No.
He's providing for me.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, me on the other hand.
Okay, yeah, why are you getting mad at me? She's...
There are some things you will not
see. She's done. She's done stuff. She's done stuff.
You will not say, not in this house. Not in this house. You will not say in this house.
Okay, my lips are sealed.
Keep your mouth sealed. I know you live, I know you sleep. I know what you eat.
Okay. I don't want to reveal too much, but...
And you won't.
I think...
But you're not dating a 40-year-old.
You're not going to tell me what to do.
No, you have a bracket of ages. You're not dating an old person.
I think I would...
I'd swipe,
yeah.
There's an age bracket for you, but you can swipe.
Okay.
You can do provided, not the zaddy part.
I'll do both, thank you.
No, thank you.
As y'all have clearly witnessed, I've played a lot of boyfriend ASMR on this channel. But now, Vex and I are literally going to transform into some boyfriends. Please hold for Brad and Chad.
Please hold.
Whoa, dude.
Oh my god.
Wait.
Yeah.
Dude,
oh my god.
Dab me up, dude.
So good to see you.
Yo.
How you been, dog?
Yo, okay.
Easy days. Yo. Easy days. Oh, easy days.
Yo, I'm rocking.
rocking with the hat, bro.
Yo, bro, it's a new style I found, and I thought it was, like, so good.
Yo,
like,
that goatee.
Yeah, I'm rocking it for now. Like, after Movember ended, I was like, I gotta do this now.
Movember, dude, that's right. Thank you.
What is this?
Dude, hold my hand, dude. No, because I love you
so much, man. No, dude. I love you so much.
No, like, I'm literally gonna cheat on my girlfriend for you, dude.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've been looking for one, man. Yo, the streets are so tough. These girls, they're trifling. Oh,
dude,
hurts me.
Should we try to riz up, like, the audience or something?
Oh, I'm down.
Let's.
I'm, like, totally down.
Oh, I'm more than down.
I'm not like other boys. Like, no. I am not like
dude,
other boys.
I'm Kappa Kappa down.
Oh, down.
Yo, tap me up, dude.
I'm left-handed.
Dude,
still.
It's okay.
I'm okay.
Give me a hand up, dude. Let me go first.
I'm ready. I'm listening.
Bro, kiss me if I'm wrong, but Earth is for sure flat.
Oh, that was good. That was good, bro.
No, dude, you go.
Okay, my turn. Listen, girl.
Oh, that's good.
I don't care if you're vegan.
Oh, yeah?
I got the only meat you'll ever need.
Oh, dude, that's raunchy. Yo, dude, that's raunchy.
A little dirty. She's down?
Yo, she's down, bro.
What can I say?
Oh, dude, I gotta fix my pants. Balls are getting stuck to my legs, dude.
That's
the
rough,
STL,
man.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't, man. I take showers. Oh, my pants fit right.
Dude, I don't shower.
That's disgusting.
I, like, bathe in my sweat, dude.
That's actually gross.
So good, dude.
I'm, like, into self-care and, like, face routines.
No.
So you being dirty is actually kind of gross.
Dude, dirty.
Let's actually, can you raise me up again? Something else.
Okay, dude. You're not ready for this one. Did you guys read this, by the way, dude?
I saw it. I was like, you're hilarious.
Read it for
them.
Oh,
my gosh. Okay.
It says,
alcohol, you later.
Dude, I was hooking up with a bunch of chicks last night.
That's nice.
So they asked me when I'm going to get a call back, dude. I say, babe, alcohol you later.
That's, like, funny. Honestly, I would, like it if you, like, respect women more. But,
dude,
like, it's fine.
Dude, you know, you're so right.
Or am I?
I actually
do you believe
you,
that? I love you more.
Can I raise you up again?
I'm ready.
Oh, you're not ready.
Where's my readjust?
When I was a kid, I used to have to chase butterflies. But, bro, now you're over here bringing them right to me, dude.
Wait, butterflies?
Dude, you get it?
I don't.
Neither do I, dude.
Okay.
But, like, you're such a bro.
Thank you.
Oh, bro. Okay, raise me up again.
Okay, like, okay. This one you're not even ready for because you're going to, like, just freak out.
I'm going to Kappa Kappa freak out.
Honestly, okay.
Okay, bro, go ahead. Gotta fix these pants. My balls are so
You should
stuck.
Really consider taking showers.
Dude, I hate showering. Shower
That's
with me,
disgusting.
Bro.
Don't touch my
bro,
hands.
Touch
I'm going to raise you now.
Okay, raise me up, dude.
Can I take a picture of you?
Dude, sure. Go ahead.
You're supposed to say why.
Oh, dude, sorry. Restart, dude.
Oh,
sorry.
Gosh.
Didn't get the memo. Restart. Dude, go. Press me up.
Okay, can I take your picture?
Bro, why?
I'm sorry. Don't lick your lips like
okay,
that.
I didn't lick my... Okay.
I'm uncomfortable.
Dude.
I need an adult.
I am an adult.
Stop hitting me!
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, sorry. So, like, can I take your picture?
Dude, why do you want my picture?
Because I need to show something.
Dude! Sorry. Dude, don't grab bro's chin like that. That's sussy. You're sussy baka for that, dude.
What's wrong with that?
Dude.
I love you, bro.
Bro, do you like me?
What if I do?
Bro, I don't shower though, bro.
Honestly, that part is a big detail for me, but still. Anyways.
But dude.
I didn't finish.
Sorry, bro. Keep going.
I need to show Santa what I want for Christmas.
And what do you?
You.
Bro. Bro, you like me like that, bro?
Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Dude, I'm riz.
Yeah, I win.
Bro is rizzing me good right now.
You're welcome. That's
my
what happens when you take showers.
My balls are getting stuck to my legs again.
Yeah, that's what happens when you take showers.
I don't shower. Get over here, bro. What if we did our own, like ASMR, bro?
Bro.
No, you're actually okay. My bro.
Let's do it. Okay, I'm ready
okay,
to
there's, like, there's, like, two, like, two situations.
Okay, tell me.
So, like, whatever one's, like, the most hot, like, you can get with.
I'm down. Okay, I'm down.
The first one is, like, your cuddly boyfriend wants to tell you how much he loves you before you fall asleep.
Oh, I love that one.
Okay, bro, wait. There's another one, bro.
Okay.
Your strong, dominant boyfriend comforts you when you're feeling super stressed, dude.
I think, like, you should be the second one.
Second one.
Because I'm stressed right now.
Super stressed. Really, do you want me to go first?
Go for
okay,
it.
Okay, I need ready. You to, like, respond as if you're my girlfriend.
Bro. Oh, no problem.
But no homo, bro. No homo, bro. But be my girlfriend, bro.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been born for this.
Oh, you were, bro. Okay. I'm the strong, dominant one. Remember
I'm feeling
that, bro.
Super stressed. Let me get into it. I'm ready, okay?
I'm so stressed. Dude. Babe, dude.
You're going to hit me?
Get in character.
Sorry.
Dude, bro.
I'm just, like, feeling, like, so, like, stressed right now. Like,
calm down, bro. Let Chad show you who's bad.
I'm, like, more stressed all of a sudden.
Why are you stressed? Why are you
stressed? Because, like, life is, like, hard. And, like, I just, like, people are so rude. They're so rude.
Babe, I get that. It's okay. Why don't you let Chad calm you down? With some ASMR. Is it working, bro?
Honestly, no, but it's okay. I think,
like, okay, dude, since you're the pro.
No, like, you're not strong, you're not dominant.
Okay, fine, I'll try. I mean, okay, fine, I'll try again, dude. Let me be strong and dominant.
No, it's okay, we can just go to
no,
Albie.
No, one more time, one more time, dude.
I think I'll do this better. I think I'll do this better than
I'll
you,
I'll do
bro.
It one more time. Give me one more chance. Be stressed, be my girlfriend, and I'm going to be dominant and strong.
I want this to be good.
It'll be good, I got this. Stop crying, babe. Daddy wants to... Oh my God, okay. Stop crying, babe. And why don't you sit on Daddy's lap, bro? Because Daddy's strong and dominant.
Okay. You know, like, telling me the qualities.
Okay, bro.
It's okay. You know what? I will be the cuddly boyfriend.
Go ahead, bro.
And I'll tell you how much I love you before you go to bed.
Okay, I'm going to be the girlfriend, though.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready, bro?
I'm ready. Oh, are you going to bed, babe?
Yeah.
Okay, before you do, I have a song I have for you.
Sing it.
This is my guitar, okay? You look so beautiful today when you were just, like, chilling. I just had a song. When I see you. When I see your face.
Oh, bro.
It's not a thing that I would change.
Okay. Don't.
It says cuddly.
Okay, bro. Go ahead.
Just the way you are.
Yo, bro.
Okay.
You win.
I love winning.
Yeah, bro. You have to man spread. I know how.
I get why they like. I mean, I. Yeah, I'll man spread.
I think you won that boyfriend ASMR. Maybe you should be my boyfriend and.
Do I really?
But maybe we should, like, close out the episode so that, like, they don't catch it on camera, bro.
Sure. Mistletoe moment.
Oh, dude. I'm super hyped for that.
You better
so,
be.
Like. If you're watching this and if you're, like, a babe, hit Chad and Brad up and, like, maybe we can, like, have a, like, three-way or something. That'd be super rad, but, like,
that's not what I had planned.
If you loved this episode, give it, like, a like, dude. Like,
a big old fat like.
Yo,
man.
Make it a fatty kappa like. Comment down below, like, your type in man, even though I know it's probably me and Chad.
Who doesn't? Oh, yeah, me. I'm not sure about you, but me,
it's
for
probably
sure.
Me. I'm the hotter one.
Anyways, thank you so much for coming by.
Yo.
I'll see you later.
It was rad. And it I think, rad. Like, you're supposed to, like, stay thirsty or something.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
stay thirsty.
Keep it thirsty, babe. Chad and Brad.
We're out.
Dude, that rocked. Yeah, dude. The whole hand-holding.